One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, we're live. Before we begin, you know I need to do this. No, I get to do this. Great sponsors, great products, Gooder sunglasses, people. The styles of 2022 are rolling out. If you had any good sense of style, savings, or safety for your eyes, you need to get to Gooder.com on a weekly, if not daily basis, because they are throwing out all kinds of stuff there on a consistent basis. Always check back, see what's up, laugh at the fun styles, and grab a pair every now and then. At $35 a pair, you can probably get away with it. Gooder.com. Thanks, Jeff, for that, Jack.
Grab a pair. Nobody could see that.
Yeah, no, Al, I should have had the camera on you. Wahoo Fitness, people, the home for everything you need to keep going. Trainers, accessories, computers, and even training with system. They will keep you cycling, make you faster, get you home safely. Use the link at packfiller.com to become a true Wahooligan. And I like that. I like Wahooligan. I think that's kind of fun. It makes me sound like I'm a soccer guy who likes to punch people. Number three, Scratch Labs, people. You know, you sweat more during inside than outside workouts, right? Your fans can't keep you cool enough, so your body reverts to good old evaporative cooling. So more sweat, so more moisture from your body. You must hydrate. You must provide your body with the minerals needed to help you cool as well as maintain your effort. Get to ScratchLabs.com today and make sure you keep up your hydration game with the brilliant, great-tasting offerings from Scratch. If you're me and you come down here on a cold day, you put that apple cider flavored. It's spice cider. It's good. It's good. You just, you know, thermos. It's delicious. Delicious. Ambassador Cycling, people, get fit before you get fit. You know how an improper bike feels? Well, it feels like shit. It hurts your butt, your shoulders, your wrists, your ankles, everywhere. Probably even, never mind. Sam. An ambassador can get you dialed in to actually enjoy these winter and early season miles. Get to ambassadorcycling.com immediately.
I am on Thursday.
You going?
Going to Sam?
See Sam?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's going to adjust my saddle.
Oh, he's going to adjust more in your saddle.
I am riding a Concord.
Same pink one, too?
No.
Yeah.
That's here somewhere.
He might look at you and say,
where is it? It was red, by the way. Where is my saddle? Did you lose my saddle? Did you loan it out?
I burned it, Jack, and in the fire
buried
screamed.
It in the backyard.
The fire screamed like a scene from The Exorcist.
You burned that $1 saddle.
Buried it in the backyard with Fluffy.
It screamed like some sort of a... That was the flame. The
I don't
flame
know who
spoke
owned it
way.
Before me.
I haven't burned it. It's around here somewhere.
We should play... Yeah.
Hey, you guys, it's Tuesday, the beverages are poured, and the microphones are hot. Welcome to a still unnamed studio. Welcome to the Pack Filler. I am Pat Bulger, and by the way, the front runners of the studio, we are currently sitting with the top three of the front runners. Number one, the Arrive. Number two, the Rim Break Bar.
That was a guy who...
You did that.
No, it was a guy who messaged
one of our listeners. Yeah. And number three, the Breakaway Pub are currently leading.
Ooh.
What about the Batcave? You really like...
That's my office at school.
Oh, okay.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. So let us know your thoughts. And in fact, each of our panel tonight has to, when I introduce them, let me know their preferred choice. So we're throwing in their votes for the overall. So the Arrive, the Rimbreak Bar, and the Breakaway Pub. I know I'm going to have to repeat it a couple more times for Jack.
No, I already figured mine out.
You already did.
Yeah. What was the last one?
Breakaway Pub. Wow. That was extremely douchebaggery.
I know, right?
Anyway. the guy, number, first of all, the guy who's been hitting it harder than any of us this season, including the snow shoveling, Mr. Paul Maine. How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
Thanks. Are you really doing all right? No, you said before we went
my
online.
My back's all jacked up.
Is that what did it? The snow shoveling?
Yeah, I did it on Thursday, and I felt it was a little sore, and then, yeah. Then Friday, I was like, ugh. Woke up. Oh, and my Sleep Number bed was down to 80 for some reason.
Oh.
I have to have it 100%.
It sabotage.
Yeah. And I need it as hard as this countertop right here. That's why we sleep on.
Somebody sabotaged your bed?
Yeah, I don't know.
You talked to
her? I could have.
You've been fighting with the missus?
No, she didn't, because I'm the only one that has the app. She doesn't have it.
Mm. She doesn't have the app? So you could fuck with her side of the bed and she wouldn't know. Well, she'd probably know.
Well, because she works night shifts. When she's gone, I pump up both sides to 100.
So you can roll all over the place.
Yeah.
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 My wife's leaving for Hawaii this weekend, and she's all paranoid about Omicron because I work at a high school. And so she left.
She's in a hotel room
right
now.
She's sleeping in the other room. She's sleeping in a completely other room. Wow. And I never realized how big a king size bed is until
she's serious about this. Home. My wife invited her by the flip, and she said, sorry, she's not get back.
She wants to go to Hawaii this weekend. I don't fucking blame her.
No.
Yeah. You kidding me? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? God. So anyway, Paul, what was your vote?
Oh, that's a simple one.
Yeah.
The Rim Break Bar.
The Rim Break Bar.
Yeah, that was, it was because, nice. I think his name was Derek that suggested that. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Not Break. Breake, Rim Break Bar. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's the guy who needs to hit it hard soon or the tattoo won't materialize. That is a father's thing to say. Mr. Jackson Polzer, how are you, buddy?
I didn't really love that intro, but I'll take it. I have already been hitting it.
You get bit so goddamn fast. Yeah. Though, so it's just
I like the Breakaway Bar.
You like the Breakaway Bar?
Yeah.
Breakaway Pub?
Breakaway Pub.
But a pub indicates public house. It means like everybody gets to come.
So that it's kind of a oxymoron if we're pack fillers and then breakaway. That doesn't make sense. Just saying.
But the Rim Break Bar also doesn't make sense because it doesn't apply to everyone here.
And it's outdated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it applies to three of the four.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
Says you. You'll get it soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about to be 50-50 if you get your shit together. All right. Third of all, so we got one for the Breakaway Pub, one for the Rim Break Bar. Third is the guy who's been riding, so everyone better prepare for the end of the world, Mr. Jack Broadhead. How are you, man?
Good. What were the three?
Oh, my fucking God.
The Arrive?
The Arrive, the Rim Break Bar, and the Breakaway Pub are our leaders. There were more votes, but I'm taking the top three.
Right.
The top three.
I'm going to go.
Time show, Jack. It's a time show.
I'm going with the Arrive.
The Arrive. Yep, so, in other words, you guys completely screwed it up by Titus.
It's not going to tie us down. You're the breaker.
No, the listeners are the breaker.
I would say, though, I feel like we aren't picking it, but we all know that that's the one that we should do.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Just because what team are all of the people on the show club, about to race for? Yeah.
And the Arrive is France or the Finnish.
Until we get a big studio somewhere when you buy a downtown building.
Yeah, then it would be the Arrive Public House.
Right.
Screw you guys. This section right here is the Rim Break Bar.
You can have that, but the rest of the world won't.
I'm happy over here.
Those who didn't see that, because we are live online, but for those of you who didn't see that, Paul just cornered off his little section of the bar for the Rim Break Bar.
No one gets to sit in the seat unless they have rim breaks.
And me, I'm the guy who's been training, but I still have 15 pounds to go, hence I switched from wine to bourbon.
Mm.
I'm Pat Polger. I did. I stopped drinking wine. I have I have about 2 ounces of bourbon, and that's it. And I drink
once a night.
Yep. Mm. Is that bad?
No, you should have four. I mean, it's so low calorie.
It is low calorie. I guess it's only like 70 calories.
Okay, half a bottle of wine or two ounce.
I do. Sips. No, two ounce. I'd be.
Oh, come on.
I would.
We're not all like pros like you, Jack.
That's like four shots of bourbon every night. That's a lot. Isn't it?
Depends on how fast you take it.
Yeah, right.
What are you planning on doing with it?
Yeah.
Which, see, it should be 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Then you'll sleep like a baby. God.
All
we
right.
We should have a drinking podcast.
Nope.
No, I would be dead.
Jackson would be dead. I still say there should be a show someday where we all just decide to just stay safe.
Stay here tonight.
Stay safe and just
drink.
Doing the summer, I can stagger home.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
The ice would be a killer.
I don't know what Jack would do. He's got a long walk.
Yeah, he's screwed.
It's mostly downhill, so I'd ride.
Yeah, ride your bike. Get in the fetal
position. You'll just roll downhill.
Yeah. There's a bus, I think.
Hey, everybody, how's the winter riding plans going? Does anybody want to confess to, or brag?
Well,
Jackson, I picked on you in your introduction, so I'm going to allow you an opportunity to you can call
go
me
first.
Out. You can say, fuck you, Dad.
No, I'll take the high road.
Wow.
They go low, I go high.
He's already beaten my generation. Yeah. He's better than me. Yep.
Anyways, it's going well. My minimum I want to do is 2 a week, and then when I can, I'll sneak an extra one or two in there. I'm really just waiting for the roads to clear up. That's when my training really gets done. That's how it was for me in Portland last year. It's so weird because I
worked.
Yeah, it didn't snow last year, obviously, in Portland very much.
Yeah. Well,
So I was able to ride outside a lot more. But this year I'm figuring out another way with work and all that. So it's going well, though. I'm starting to get things done.
Jack?
I'm only bummed that I don't live in Hoquiam right now. Like, I'm too busy really? In Spokane, so there'd be riding.
What's the daily temp in Hoquiam right now?
It's 38 and raining.
Oh,
usually.
Fuck.
40 and raining.
Pretty similar to Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you can ride. With fenders and the right gear, it's not much different. Mm-hmm. You're wet on the inside, you're wet on the outside.
Okay. And you've been riding.
I have.
We have photos.
I have
that I could share with the listening audience of your bike,
my bike
riding
room.
Space and my your bikes. Red shorts. You had the K2 shorts.
Well, I got
on the
them
other
out
day,
just for you.
They were
all my trainer stuff, because I figure it's like a half hour to 40 minutes is like the worst, most uncomfortable shit I own.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, after the bike fit, it'll be fine. But
not the fact that your chamois made of sandpaper.
Well, and from 1996.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
Six, yeah.
So let's put this into perspective. Those shorts
are older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they most everything I have is older than you. my truck is almost old. No, anyway, but I rode 5 days in the last week. So, and one was a workout. One was actually
Wow.
I did like a 20 seconds on, 30 seconds off for 15 minutes, and that was not that hard.
Interval
yeah.
in it.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Noise.
The wife made me do that one.
Your wife?
She
is telling you to get
on
the trainer
bike.
Do intervals?
Well, she got on her bike and she came up with this workout and said, "This is what we're doing." I was already on the bike for 15 minutes before she
My
got
wife's
down
looking
there.
At me going, "You're going for how long? You're not going to help me with laundry?"
No.
Your wife is down there. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. We're not running, so got to ride.
Yeah. Paul, how's your ride been? I said earlier that you were out riding all of us, and then I found out you decided to become a human snowblower.
Yeah. Yeah, well. I missed Saturday and Sunday, and then I was flat on my back with a heat pad and that type of thing. So
ice.
Then I said, screw it. I told my wife on Monday. I just said, I'm just going to get some blood flowing, and that's the best thing to do. I just kept... Like, I don't know, like about no more than 70% FTP type workout for about 45 minutes. And today I did a little interval workout. It's fine. Oh. But it's still, it's a little rough. So
I think I had a good week. I think I did 4 rides, and all of which were on system, not to pay any bills,
same
or anything like that. But on Saturday, no, Sunday was not on system. Saturday I did the shovel, which is
that's a good one.
A horrible workout. It's an hour and something, and it's not. Oh God, I will admit, in the center of the second dose of intervals, I had to sit one out.
Did you?
I did. Mm-hmm. I sat one out because it. I was just like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And so that so I did that. And then earlier in the week, I had another one which was pretty brutal. And then Sunday, I did just it. It was a. I'm following a training program on system, just kind of just generic 8 week or 12 week program, and I did it. And it said it was kind of an easy one watching a documentary. So I decided to get on Zwift instead, and I rode for about an hour and 15 minutes on Zwift, and you know it was fun.
Did you catch any cartoons?
I did. In fact, I got a lot of kudos from cartoons because there was a pack that was catching me, and I jumped in with them for a while, and everybody's like, good job, good job, good job, good job. And it's right on, I know. It's like,
hi from Ohio.
Yeah, it was just complete. I was just like going, why are you guys congratulating me? I don't even know you. You know, but it was just, everybody was like, bing, 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 bing. You know, I felt like I was just Mario collecting coins. They
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't earned, kudos. They weren't earned, but I took them, and you don't get anything from them. I mean, you finish the ride, and it's like
you got a pocket full of them.
Yeah, yeah, which funny. I think weighs
it
your,
slows you down.
It's got to weigh
up the
you
hill.
Down. It's got to weigh you down. Yeah. So anyway, does anybody have an addition to the calendar? Any goal they'd like to add, or anything like that? Anybody find something stunning along the way? Where
Coeur d'Alene Grand Fondo just announced the 17th.
Of
September.
Oh,
that's ways out.
Yeah, but that might be ready by we now. Talk about doing a
my wife's birthday weekend.
Wow, oh, see,
yeah,
so that's the trifecta. You've got your anniversary, you've got Mother's Day, and you've got your wife's birthday.
Yeah.
So she's no, there's no racing this year. For
unless
you.
I did the Fondo and booked a room at the hotel.
Oh.
And
they have Oktoberfest.
Honey, you go usually. To the spa.
You'd come back.
I'll
wasted.
Meet you when you're done with the spa.
Yeah, you'd be asleep. And she'd
not care. No.
Well, yeah. Usually it's tied in with their Oktoberfest.
It is. So. It is. Yeah.
You can do that afterwards.
Anybody doing the Ambassador Challenge? He asks with a wink and a nudge and a ha 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 ha. The first month would be the fitness challenge, would be the 40P test.
I will retake it.
I'm going to retake it before the end of the month, too.
But
I don't know if I could take it. I don't have any technology.
No.
Yeah. I did come over and ride your bike.
Yeah. I'll give you the trainer.
Yeah. I got the trainer in the screen right there.
Yeah. Hmm. Open up account. Well, it's free, right?
It's free for 14 days. Yeah. You could take the test and decide if you want to take it.
Wow. Yeah.
Jackson, not to point any fingers. But
I don't know. This year, it's like I'm almost not really counting indoor cycling for myself.
Good man.
Just
at all, though.
And you're getting rim brakes back, I hear.
Yeah.
Paul's so happy.
It's very contagious.
He's so proud of you.
And my back's a little sore. Yeah. We got the Corsican brothers here.
Yeah, seriously. No, it just, it sucks. It sucks a lot. And so this year, I'm more doing it as a means to an end until the snow is manageable.
So yours
about April.
Cold boy is going to focus on outdoor miles.
Yeah, because that's what gets my fitness to where it needs to be, is being outside.
Oh, yeah.
What if it's in March when everything's horrifically cold?
Well, have you been out there right now? You can ride. Oh, you could ride right now.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Roads are bare.
On the main roads, you could do that.
Who are you?
Just
this is how I've been for the past.
He's
2 years.
Becoming a man. Damn it!
Well, Portland did it.
Yeah,
riding
really?
Seriously the West Side.
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference. You realize how much more you ride. How many more miles?
You've always been the guy who's been just like you don't do well with cold, right?
No, I hate the cold, but also you're cold for 15 minutes.
Yep,
and then you get hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I stepped into some form of bizarre world?
This is
it's just like
It's something I've been thinking about, especially recently. Like last night, I got on the train. I'm like, I hate this. Hate it so much.
Sucks. Wow.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm waiting. Just
you who spent 10 hours on a trainer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you do that, and like, it breaks you.
It broke me.
True. Wow. So you're not going to do the challenge?
At least that part of it.
Oh, so does that count?
I can do an outdoor FTP test. Somebody got me a power meter.
Can you?
Yeah, you could do. Take a 20-minute.
You need 20-minute test on an outdoor bike?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How?
You find a good stretch of road, which there's plenty of flats.
Time just ride for 20 minutes and take your average or something.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that makes sense.
Slam it as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Not that I know anything about that, but I've heard people do that.
Not that I haven't done it.
Yeah.
Not that I've done it, but I hear some people are hooked on it.
Yeah, they're hooked.
Should we get to the news? Let's get to the news, shall we?
I fear right now that my left leg is smaller than my right. I'm going to ask Sam about it.
Well, we'll talk to Calvin.
Jack's legs are small.
We'll talk to Calvin. Maybe you should push your skateboard.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Lefty. Left, 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 left. Yeah, something's... I stare down at my legs and I'm like, God damn it.
One of them's your dick.
No, that's not.
No. Tucking into your sock.
Did I make
anyways.
It? The news. Hello. That's the button. Hey, everybody. The headlines. The USA is bringing everyone is the headline. Recently crowned U.S. National Cycling Champions, U.S. National Champions, Clara Hunsinger and Eric Bruner. Bruner, I'm assuming. And I'm terrible at names, and I know people give me shit online for it, but fuck you. We'll lead Team USA to the 2022 UCI World Cyclocross Championships here coming up in Fayetteville, in case you didn't know. Welcome from that cave you've been in. The United States will send 38 riders, 38 riders to this first Cyclocross World Championships held in home soil since 2013 when it was in Louisville. So we've gone from Louisville to Fayetteville. Social commentary not allowed. We've got a gigantic team, including, by the way, I'm going to call out the elite women first, because we live in the northwestern United States. Rebecca Faringer from Bend, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Claire Hunsinger, Portland, Oregon. Anna Meagle from Boise, Idaho. That's three of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women competing in the elite. So you're telling me there's a chance. I'm telling you there's a chance. Elite men, you guys, I'm not going to lie. I need your help on cyclocross. I have not been following cyclocross very well this year. Just every race I've watched, it's like, oh, wow, it's winning. Who do we have? We don't have Bruner, Gage Hecht, Lance Haidt, Scott McGill, Caleb Schwartz, Kenny Werner, and Curtis White, whom I'm sure I destroyed their last name.
White.
No, I didn't.
White. You got that one right.
Yeah, I think I got that one.
It's Whitey.
I'm pretty sure. White.
It's Whitey.
Witte. So my guess is, and by the way, if you guys want to know any of the, like the U23 or the juniors, I printed all of them off. Thoughts on the cross worlds and the size of this team to start off with. Does anybody's, holy shit, 38 riders. When was the last time we sent more than like five to a road worlds?
Yeah,
now, well, that's different. Cost money.
They get to fill the field because most of the Europeans are staying home.
I guess that's my question is talking about that with Omicron waging worldwide. Thoughts on the riders attending and more importantly the riders not attending. Do we have any thoughts or opinions on that? And I know we've got some very prominent riders not attending.
Is Pidcock?
You know,
as a last notice, I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there, I think he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's your winner.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. I was about to say that it's awesome that the U.S. is sending all of them in the men's field. Not a single one of them is going to get in the top three.
No.
I
think that's
which good. I think is, which is a bummer, but it's cool that we're sending all those people there. I think
the U.S. knows that. I think most of our, I mean, the women's, I mean, we got a chance. You know, we got some riders who could kick some ass in there. Yeah.
In the men's field, I think if a miracle does not take place, we're probably going to have a British world champion. Like you said, Tom Pidcock. Yeah. I think on the women's side, though, I think there's a better chance that the U.S. could actually have a title chance.
God, wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. I mean, we can talk about it more in depth next week because it isn't for a couple weeks yet. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a huge course advantage, too, for the women, U.S. women. Whether they're reconning it or been there racing it, and more American-style course than Euro.
Yeah. We are looking at Sana Kant is coming. Mariana Voss, obviously, attending.
Lucinda Brandt,
yeah. Mm-hmm. She took second.
Which is...
Behind Mariana Voss.
Well, she already has the world championships jersey. Mm-hmm. Why not just give it
just
to
keep
Voss?
It going? Yeah, yeah, just hand it over.
Yeah, I already got a jersey here.
Yeah.
Not that Voss didn't earn it.
I haven't heard anything, and I don't know if you guys have heard anything, and I apologize for not doing the research on riders like Tunearts.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everything's kind of... I think they all plan on going. Lawrence Zweig and Isabed, and pretty much if you watched the Belgian national championships, which I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much watch, you know, the top finishers in the world other than Pidcock. So.
You totally sounded like Princess Bride, you know, unless he has a study. He's a Gleepa, which I have.
Which I have. You can keep it.
Part
best,
of me's,
one of the best shows.
Part of me is thinking now that, I don't know, does this take the... this could be a lot to say. Does this take the relevance out of cyclocross?
Authenticity, yeah. If somebody who's been dominating, like Wout Van Aert, is a victory over everybody who attended,
or the fact that they're also saying,
God,
that,
that's a horrible thing to think. But
well, the fact that Wout is saying, I'd rather focus on my road season rather
that's where
than
it's
cross.
Going,
so it's like, and is you, cross really relevant?
I think with Matthew and Wout. They're
Matthew's like
maturing
Paul right
into,
now.
Yeah. But, back. Right, but they're maturing into road racers. They're not. They're going to start not looking back. Yeah, they're doing cross because they can get on the bike and win. But Pidcock's 22, and
something like that.
Yeah, and so like it's really they all know that it's time to move on. And so for them to just skip a world and move on. Last year was the big showdown between Vanderpool and Wout, and for what 6 years prior to that, so it's time for them.
That was a great Worlds last year.
So it's time for them to move on, and there'll be a Pidcock and Ertz, and everybody's gonna step up and be the new, you know, champion for 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. So now's the time. They shouldn't look back. They shouldn't come back.
You're calling them the old men of
cyclocross. They're 26. You know, get out of here. I mean,
it's right. A kids game, damn it.
Yeah.
Move along.
It's kind of the practice to become a world UCI road race champion of some kind, you know.
That's been a super interesting transition. I mean, can we say it was within the last 3 to 5 years that people started saying these cyclocross guys are freaking fast, and they're entering into the road, the mountain bike disciplines, and they're absolutely crushing it.
It probably has the most. Their winter training program is amazing.
Yeah,
and everybody else is like, you know, sitting back and drinking beers and getting fat, and these guys are.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I that was my program.
Well, no, that's what I'm doing.
That's what worked for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just come into the early season lit up.
Yeah.
But we're looking at Vanderpool where that you're burning the candle at both ends possibly.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Wout possibly is saying, you know what? I've had my fun in the sand and the dirt and the mud, and now I'm going to camp and I'm going to win a monument this spring.
Mm-hmm. And he's skipping Strada Bianca.
Yes, he is. He's doing...
Wout is.
Yeah, he's doing Paris-Nice.
That guy's got some plans. That guy's got some good people looking over his shoulder, it sounds like. Wow. Am I the only one who would really love... I'm now 1,000% on the Mariana Voss train. I'm just like, awesome. God, can she just win everything for a while longer? I know she did it for a long time. I know Mariana Voss has got more wins than anybody else in the business. But it's just like, now I'm just like, holy shit, keep going. Go, 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 go. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, I would love to see her win in Fayetteville. I think it'd be so cool. Anyway, there we go. Oh, we have a junior man from Sammamish, Washington.
Oh, wow.
Jack Spranger. We might be the only podcast mentioning his name. So go, Jack. Mother. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, I can't. I almost swore.
Don't.
He's
underage.
A junior man.
Yep. Yeah, you can't.
Boy. Can't do that.
I can't sway. Swear. Wow. Go, Jack.
Go for it, kid.
Go freaking fast.
You got it, kiddo.
You that's master awesome, faster. Hey, that's well, my AMF. That right. I was. Anyway, story number two. Egan to remain at Ineos for, well, forever.
Four.
Oh, yeah. Egan Bernal has linked a deal with Ineos Grenadiers that will keep him in team colors, whatever they are, through the end of 2026. Quoting Egan Bernal himself, it's really important signing this new contract. I'm really happy with this team. I'm really proud of this team, the staff, and I'm signing now for my most important years. It will be my best years. It's okay. He's supposed to say they will be my best years, but English isn't his first language. So and I want to spend time with this team, Bernal said. The thing about this team I noticed right from the beginning is that everyone's working toward one goal. You can see and feel that everyone loves the sport. They really are devoted and have an all-in mentality, said the Wolfpack. I mean, Ineos. my first thought about this one. I'm just going to say it. Sound investment for Ineos or not? Anybody have an opinion on that one? The fragility of Egan Bernal over the last couple of years would be a concern for me. And you're sending in a super long contract.
I think he is the best option they have right now.
Yeah.
Rather, I mean... Like I'll say it for the rest of my days. A Yates is always gonna blow it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can put all their eggs in a Yates basket or a Richie
or
Port
Karakas.
Basket.
Yeah, he's like not quite.
He's more of a one day short week race kind of guy.
Tell me, Garrett isn't gonna rank up number two.
Oh, we
I don't think
about
he ever
that.
Will. Yeah, which sucks. Is tough.
I'd love it if he
did,
but anymore.
Yeah,
you're right.
And I really like Garrett. He's awesome.
I would have loved to have seen a tour this year. Between peak Bernal or like Giro Bernal, Pogacar and fully healthy Roglic, I would have been interested to see those together.
That was one of my future questions in this section, so I'm glad you asked it and you brought it up.
Yeah.
So I'd like you guys to talk about the purchase that Ineos made, and will we see a on form Bernal, on form Roglic? On form Pogacar.
All at the same race.
All at the same race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you, Jackson, I'll let you kind of continue on
yeah.
that. Do you think we'll ever see that?
I think if we do, this might be the year. Because I think, I don't know, I think that that this year we saw Bernal target the Giro, and he won it pretty comfortably. But I think he also saw how Pogacar pretty much just won it. He kind of won the tour pretty easily near the end of it. I still think Pogacar is the better rider than in the three, but I think it would be really, really interesting to watch. I think Bernal has more of that long-range mountain type of attack, but I think Pogacar is way too explosive for Roglic as well. I think those two are too explosive for a rider like Bernal.
If they're all healthy, though, then you don't have just like the last year. Well, last year you had Pogacar and
Roglic,
but Roglic dropped out or left the race because of injury
and crashing.
And so then you start getting
he basically cheese grated the entire side of his body.
His crashing is done for like 5-6 years. I think he got it all out of his system.
Really? You might want to talk to Garrett Thomas.
I know. Yeah. Well, he got all his out last season
yeah,
too.
I hope so.
So, but my point is like, if you do get what Pat was asked or what he was talking about was
nobody does
three or four healthy that level of a superstar, not a maybe a Carapaz or a, you know, where they're just not quite there, then it's not Pogacar sitting at the front just like, well, I'm just going to play with you guys and beat you up all day, and then when you're done beating each other up and trying to beat me up, I'm just going to go away for the win. It won't be like that. So it'll be a lot more tactical, lot harder.
I think it's also interesting at that point, if they're all on their peak form, it's more of a who's got the best team. Even though to me, I find Pagaccio to be a team in one.
Yeah.
Which is
but there's no way he can do that solo. I mean, not UAE has got to be
a good strong team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting people.
Know. Yeah.
They've acquired some people to help them out. I think, you know, to have all three would be exciting. I'm trying to think back while you guys were talking, and I kind of tuned you out.
Tuned me out.
Yeah, that happens.
It's easy. Like my wife.
Yeah. Yep. I do it with my wife. Yeah. So, but I think what happens is, I'm thinking back in history, has that ever happened? There's many times where it starts off good. All it takes is like a team loses and a big pileup loses a couple of their lieutenants and they're throwing it. It's for 23 days or 22 days, actually, and 21 days of racing, there's always going to be some mishap on the top three that's going to alter it. It could be even a mechanical, you know, especially with disc brakes. I had to throw it in there.
Another one for the disc brake bar.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Another vote.
But, you know, it's like anything can happen in those days. Or just you eat something bad.
Yeah.
And you have to fake it. I mean,
Moto Man doesn't show up.
Yeah, Moto Man, you're chasing him all over. He's like, his GPS isn't working.
He's slippery little bastard.
It would be nice. It would be kind of cool to watch them battle it out. My personal opinion, I think Roglic is the only one going to come close if everybody stayed healthy to Pogacar. That's the only guy.
As far as that all-around nature of it, I agree. And Rowan Dennis was recently justifying his move to Jumbo-Visma. I don't know if you guys saw this one. And he basically said that Ineos is now copying the book of Jumbo-Visma. So why should I stay with a team that's copying a playbook from somebody else? I'm just going to go to that other team. I really don't think Rowan Dennis has learned the art of the professional filter. I just like, dude, you just gotta shut the fuck up and ride your bike.
You wonder how much is, well, maybe it's a little bit true. They're trying to look at their success compared to Ineos. They you would can't naturally blame them. Would do it.
It's a great tour book, but the UAE formula is obviously a completely different formula. Yeah, and it's just 2 years in a row.
One stallion just walks away.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of, you know, having a solo leader and things like that. It reminds me of the 80s. It reminds me of those times with, you know, Laurent Fignon teams with Renault.
Indurain, did he have a good, strong team behind him?
No, he had
all his guys.
Yeah, but Francois.
Jean-Francois Bernard. Yep. But name other riders on that team, you know, not to be belittling of those riders on that team.
Well, he was just so strong in the time trials.
I could probably go on.
Could you?
Yeah.
Of Benesto.
Of Benesto,
Andy Hampson was on that squad for a while.
It was kind of later in the days. Lon Roux, I think it was on there. They had, I believe, there was quite a few that had, like, motors. But Jean-Francois Bernard was his lieutenant, and he was at the front and pushing it.
I wish I had a soundtrack. I could have just had some kind of dreamy music. We're entering the mind of Paul Mayne. You know, that would have been interesting. So
It's fading.
Yeah.
With my age.
So it's story number three, and the death of gravel begins. In September, the UCI confirmed it would sanction a gravel world championships in 2022. While the announcement was met with a mixture of chagrin and excitement, the most enduring reaction has been one of bewilderment. That was a big word, which I've said millions of times, and I just couldn't right then. Mm-hmm. It is actually happening, and if so, when and where? While the UCI is still not revealed any of the details pertaining to its, quote, gravel worlds, end quote, VeloNews, the folks at VeloNews, were able to speak to some people involved and kind of get an idea of what was going on. But we really came away with nothing in terms of, it's very generic. It's very trying to figure out what's happening. So they're putting together apparently a preliminary calendar of 15 to 20 races of the World Cup, so to speak, and we're waiting to see which ones the events are, and then a world championship. So I know that half of this panel is not 100% up to speed on gravel, but if you could say what events should definitely be on the list, would they or would they not be predominantly United States-based events? Jackson, I'm going to let you go first because I know you and I probably have more of a gravel background.
So,
sorry, guys.
Kind of what we're asking is,
doesn't
like,
hurt.
Should like,
yeah, I'm getting a beer.
Yeah, there you go. Should more U.S. events be on this like UCI calendar?
Well, what do you think? I mean, because I don't know of very many gravel events in the... And it's probably because we're Americans and, yeah, and we're paying attention to our own regional, national calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to pick a World Cup series, how many U.S. events would be on it? What would they be?
Yeah, I mean, I'd put a lot on there. I think that Almost Unbound is like the world's as is right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think BWR is a special event, just because it's not, you don't really know what.
There are four of them now.
Yeah. I think Original San Diego is the one that you should pick, especially because you're dealing with like conditions that are not usual. I mean, yeah, there are, but there, I think predominantly, yeah, US has the really strong, just like organization to it.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I will say that the Rift in Iceland, I think, could be a really cool one on that series. But I don't know. The series just seems so, oh, this is going to happen, but does anybody really care about it?
Yeah.
It just seems lackluster. It feels like they're trying to, like, take, it feels like they're really trying on this, but it's just kind of fallen flat a little.
It also seems like, I mean, there's, what defines a gravel race?
Yeah, it's such as
Unbound. Weird. Unbound is a fuck ton of gravel.
Yeah,
Not just gravel, like
rock.
Yeah,
boulder size. Belgian Waffle, when we did it, had a shit ton of road.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we lean to a format of gravel, what's the percentage? I mean, watching Paris Tours, which was a UCI World Road Race, mm-hmm, World Tour Road Race, had more gravel, if you break it down, than some of the gravel races I've done. What makes a gravel race? Paris-Roubaix, is it a gravel race? I mean, I don't understand.
Depends
the
on which
genre.
Side of the road you ride on.
Yeah. I guess my point is, so if they have a world championships, okay, we're going to have a gravel world championships. This is a one day race. How long is it going to be? What's the percentage of gravel it has to be?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What the fuck? I don't think the UCI knows.
It's at an infant stage. Yeah. So I think, you know, the last one that they did, they kind of threw it together towards the end of the season. I've heard Matthew Vanderpool say, they asked if it, on GCN, would you think about doing graveling? Because I don't know. Never done it.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like, oh, God, yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
You know, so I think in Europe, gravel roads compared to ours, I mean, what we think of gravel is obviously unbound. Mm-hmm. and BWR, those type of things. But in Europe, they don't have those. You couldn't have a consistent like pattern. Yeah. Of that, and which is fine. And I think that the UCI would develop their own style of gravel race in Europe. Today, with what we have to go through to travel, and unfortunately Worlds is going to be the same thing, to go from continent to continent is going to have to, you're going to have to be realistic. It's mm-hmm. not going to happen for, I don't know, several years before we'll be able to travel like we used to.
So would you say that here in the United States, the gravel scene is the most flourishing?
Yeah,
from what we understand,
as in participants, yeah,
yeah. So, so how can the UCI declare a European based World Cup without saying or create a World Cup without saying riders have to bounce all over the fucking globe in order to attend this series?
Well, if you look at it that way, I mean, in the World Tour, all the races are pretty much in Europe anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So that's all they're going to do is create a European version of that.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. They can go ahead and do it. It doesn't. You don't have to incorporate Iceland or Unbound or anything else. They just say, these are our races for...
But for that's not a World Cup, per se.
It could. I mean, it depends on the...
pick 10 races that are in you know, 9 different countries, and two of the races happen in the U.S. because the U.S. has
okay,
more...
Okay, there you go.
You know, then they're making them come over here, you're making us go over there.
Which is what it should be. I'm just saying, right now, it seems like it's a very unbalanced... because the... from my limited knowledge, the majority of the races that are the highest... prestige are right now in the United States.
It might be the opposite of the World Tour. Yeah. Like, we may have the 8 races and they may come up with 4 races and mm-hmm. and they have to come over here. It's just, it's not a whole lot different than motorsports or even world cycling.
Well, so let's use mountain biking. Remember when that started? This is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
All the races, everybody was here.
Mammoth,
Big Bear,
yeah, Big Bear, yeah,
and you know, all over the place. We had, you know, world championships all over the U.S. And the problem is when the Europeans started traveling over here, kicking our butts, that just disappeared. Yeah. And it's now over in Europe. I mean, all the top riders pretty much are all European now. So
we're fucked.
Yeah, if that's just how it's going to evolve.
While.
Yeah,
it'll be fun for
but,
3 or 4
you know,
years.
It doesn't mean Unbound's going to go away, or it doesn't have to be a part of that. It's, in fact, it'd be better if they weren't a part of that.
I also wonder how many of those races are going to accept that invitation.
Actually, all new races. Maybe they need
zero.
To skip.
Jackson says near.
I guarantee not a single U.S. based race will accept a UCI sanction. Or not sanctioned, but
approval.
Approval, so to speak.
And that would be great if the UCI actually had to find promoters or the promoters that are fairly experienced mm-hmm. in promoting gravel mm-hmm. to pick new courses to not bastardize the Unbound.
The purity.
Dirty Kanza or something like that. They don't want that for
Unbound
that.
And Kanza are the same
They
thing.
Are the same thing.
Yeah, they dropped the name.
Yeah. So, yeah. I like Dirty Kanza.
Well, look at BWR now. Look at the price. List is what $50,000
for a lifetime, and the lifetime's put together a series.
This is going to alter it. It's not going to be what we think. Once you start throwing money like that around, it's going to alter.
There's a
that
lot
whole
of
idea
about that.
Yeah, it will. But that's the way things
that's
evolve.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Popularity grows. Yep. Grows. So, all right, there we go. News is over. News took.
Oh,
us.
That was all news.
That was all news. Jeez. That was all. See, what I love is you guys take
we're
news.
We're an hour
you
into.
You guys run with it. So, our topic brought to you by our friends at New sponsor, everybody.
Panda Watch.
Untapped Maple, you guys, is brand new sponsor for 2022. Untapped began on a bike and a pair of skis. Professional cyclist Ted King, speaking of gravel, and the Cochran family of the professional alpine skiers naturally gravitated to the organic simplicity of maple syrup.
Wow.
There's nothing flashy about maple syrup or the slick work of the advertisers and food chemists. They simply found what maple syrup truly worked for their energy needs in training and competition. With an understanding of the critical elements required in sports nutrition, maple syrup rose to be the only choice as a viable energy source for athletes. Untapped was founded in 2013. That is just a origin story. But if you are interested, and I'm going to ask Jackson to back me up on this, get to untapped.cc today, or hell, grab some from your local bike shop. Jackson is our biggest fan, in-house biggest fan of the Untapped product line.
Yeah, I sometimes struggle with like the solid foods. BWR taught me that the hard way. But I, the gels that they have are super skinny. The packaging super skinny, so yeah, you could fit like 10 in a pocket, and you can still put like your phone in it, or wow, like a like a pump. But they're also like, you get 100 calories per gel, which is like pretty decent, I would say.
It's something quick,
yeah,
yeah,
ingest. It's good flavor too. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah,
I just want to point out that was one of the gifts for Christmas I was going to give Jack.
Untapped?
Yes.
No, really? Shit.
Yeah, because there's maple, and I figured just in case you're running, and if you weren't uh-huh going to stay in shape, uh-huh, you could use it for cooking.
Oh.
See?
On my pancakes.
So, and just today I listened to Slow Ride podcast, and one of the guys on the who lives in Orlando, Florida, went did a 200-mile ride. They just, a group of guys went out. And he mentioned that, and he says, really? That stuff is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He stands by it. So,
well,
there you go.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Where's the company based? In Vermont?
Yep. Vermont. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's from Vermont, so I have a love of my true good maple syrup, so I'm excited about this.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go. So you guys didn't even know this was coming. This was, for the listener, these were all genuine, genuine reactions from the panel. And yes, I will have samples. I promise I will have samples. Not considering the 12-pack of athletic beer you're walking out with.
I know. Jesus. I need something for breakfast, though.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, I want to talk about bias and opinions today, okay? We're in a world where people can shout their thoughts on just about any format. And some might be actually based in fact, and some might be actually interesting, but most tend to be just complete bullshit. We can all agree on that one. We're going to go there. We are going to step into the realm of exploring our own biases and perhaps learn something along the way. I'm going to bring up some sensitive topics in the sport of cycling and the disciplines and the behaviors that are inherent in each. And I would like you guys to tell me your honest opinion about these things and explain why you have these opinions. So we're gonna pull back the curtain a little bit and say, you know, why we might, for example, hate the color green. Mm. And, you know, that was just a soft example. No, okay, but you know, okay. But anyway, I'd like you guys to provide me your insight into why you might dislike or like something. And give me a reason as to it, because, so, you know, for example, I'll ask students I teach. I'll say, okay, we're watching a film in class. Tell me if you like the movie or dislike the movie, but tell me why you like or dislike. And some students sometimes look at me and go, I don't know, because my dad said it sucked. Well, then tell me your opinion, okay? Or I was told by a roadie once upon a time that helmets are stupid because, you know, he wore a hairnet. By the way, he's in the hospital now, and he's on his last moments of life, and he's drooling, eating through a straw. I'm making that was a joke. It was a bad joke.
That's
but it was
terrible.
A joke.
Fuck.
So,
oh my God, I was on the edge
so
of my
for
seat.
Example, yeah. For example, our good friend Brent sent me the first one, and I would like to know your thoughts on handlebar/top tube bags. The bags, you know, that people carry stuff on. I want to know, number one, your thoughts. Number two, why do you feel that way? Number three, can you see the opposite side of the argument? And number four, could you potentially be swayed the other way? So I'm going to start with Jackson. I'm going to say, Jackson, your thoughts on handlebar or top tube bags. First of all, what do you think of them?
I think they're great. I think, however, that there's a time, like everything, there's a time and
Paul
a place.
Paul just vomited off the side of this.
Yeah.
In his own little rim break bar.
Yeah. I think there's a time and a place, though, for both. I think that I saw Brent's message on Twitter to us mentioning Chris Froome's.
Yeah.
I will say that I think that a top two bag should have no place on a road frame.
Yeah.
I agree.
However, I think that a bar bag might have a place on a road frame. Might. I have never, and I'm going to be honest, will never put one on my road frame.
You won't.
But that's for personal reasons.
But what are the personal reasons? Are they because the rest of us have given you shit about it over the years? Are they because...
It's because of the paint. I don't want the paint to rub off.
Okay.
And also, I am an aerodynamics nerd.
Okay.
On that, and so I know that the wind flow is immediately broken by any sort of bag that I would have on my road frame.
Sure.
So I'll put it on a commuter. I'll put it on a gravel bike. I rode a bar bag at BWR.
Yeah.
I
didn't, and I was shifting my jersey the whole time.
Exactly.
It was rolling on my back. It was fucking annoying.
And, but yeah, I don't think I'd ever put one on a road frame.
Okay. Paul, Jack.
Go ahead. I agree with everything you said.
Yeah, I agree with him too. I think that if you're going to put it on a road bike, the wheelbase has to be 104 centimeters or longer.
Fucking.
Anything short of that, 102 to 100 centimeters.
You're going to get out with your tape measure.
Nope, take the bag
off. Take it off. Yep. You know, take it off.
So, there's no reason.
Fanny packs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Just kidding.
No.
Why do we hate fanny packs? No. Why do we hate fanny packs? Is it the people who wear them?
It's the era. It's an era of when they come out with it.
But is it the people who wear marsupials?
That's it's like Jesus.
Your babies?
Yeah.
Here are my children.
Look at here.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's also like putting all that weight, like that load on your...
Oh, you move it to the front.
But even on like putting all that weight onto the bottom... I get it now. But on the bottom of your back, like that's already a sensitive area, so why not put it on the bars?
That's where you're putting stuff in your jersey pockets anyway, though.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you have
Look
to like...
Look at me playing devil's advocate. This is fun.
You have to clip it. Like it could be restrictive to your breathing. Yeah. Like there's a lot more your to diaphragm. Think about than just a jersey.
Okay.
And they're stupid.
Yeah. They are stupid.
Just fucking stupid.
Gentlemen, same questions apply.
Well, he never asked. Oh, well, what do you think?
I really agree. The first thing I thought of was right place, right time. And it would be a gravel race, gravel ride. Hey, we're going out for a 3,000-mile ride on the gravel. Let's get our bags and our every bag you can put on the bike. Yeah. That's cool. It's kind of like the winter bike. With fenders and lights and, you know, the works. I mean, right place, right time. But the road race bike should never have a handlebar bag or a frame bag.
I'll hook them.
Because I was...
I'll tear their ACL right now.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the fact that if I was going to go out and do a 100-miler, would I put a handlebar bag on? Mm-hmm. I do 100-milers quite often, and I don't usually take a handlebar bag.
Road's also so different. It's so much faster.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Like, does the time you're going to be on a road on a 100-mile road ride suffice
carrying
all that a bag? Extra stuff. Yeah, no, I don't think it does.
A stove.
Yeah.
A coffee maker.
Yeah, a coffee maker.
I'm going to have to speed up these topics because I have 12 of them.
Oh, Jesus.
Socks and leg warmers debate. Should we just address this and get it fucking over with? Over or under the sock, gentlemen?
Under.
Yeah, I mean.
Why? Why do we feel it should go under?
First of all.
What is our inherent hatred of people who might put
it over? Majority of your socks are usually lighter in color, typically.
Yeah.
So you're going to get debris and stuff. They're going to look like crap afterwards.
And they're
anyway.
More absorbent.
And the whole idea of leg warmers is that if it warms up, you can peel them off on the ride. Now you got to take your
rolling.
Socks.
They're fucking rolling down.
That's
and you're
true.
Crashing,
it's just dumb.
To, yeah.
And I've taken my leg warmers and knee warmers off in a race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Completely in agreement. Wow. I'm going straight to the jugular. Mountain bikers who ride in tennis shoes on platform pedals.
That's not a thing.
This is sometimes a bias. It is sometimes a bias.
I say they can go ahead and do it. I've seen their drops, man. You don't want to be clipped
fucking
in if
fly.
You screw
those guys fly.
Yeah, you toss that bike away from
But them. I've seen mountain bikers in tennis shoes judging me for riding in clip pedals.
I think, there's the...
Fuckers.
Yeah, I think the I think the difficulty there
I
is
sit up. I look fat when I lean back.
I think the difficulty there is like the whole like judgment of it all is just it's dumb. You get more power, but
sure,
it depends on the type of riding you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree though. I agree with what Paul said. I think they're also a time and a place type of thing. Because if you're doing a lot more like enduro stuff where you might be pushing more or you might not need the power that like a regular like XC rider might need, then I think that's what it's needed for. I think it's more of a tool for a specific job rather than a preference.
I think a lot of these are going to be like that. Like, you know,
a lot of
so
these are
diverse.
Gonna be like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Okay, Jack,
I got a challenge.
Sleeveless jerseys and arm warmers. Sleeveless
Wait,
jerseys
sleeveless
and
arm
warmers.
What's the point?
I think that too. What is the point of it?
Well, we got a lot of triathletes who do it, and triathletes. I'm going to justify the triathlete reason for doing it because if you've ever run in a skin suit with sleeves, fucking sucks. It chafes your body. Yeah. A skin suit is made to be bent over, and to do the run portion of a triathlon with sleeves kind of sucks. So they want to keep their arms warm, but they don't have sleeves anyway. So that's my justification for it. It still looks fucking stupid. I don't know why I'm so angry about how it looks. I seriously don't. I don't know if I programmed it into myself. And this is the bias of this is where humans create bias. Do we know where it came from? No, I've just been passed down from generation
it's like
to
racism.
Generation. Yeah. Wow.
Racism.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is.
It's
kind of
know why they. Yeah.
Well, right. I hear on that point. To me, it's like I understand that, you know, that their suit, because they used to have to ride on the freaking, if you look at...
Speedos.
Yeah, Speedos and stuff. And, you know, Pearl Izumi, I don't know if you guys know it, used to make a Speedo that had like a chamois in it.
Yeah.
And then it would fill with water.
You fucker. That was my first triathlon. Yeah, yeah. You jump on the saddle with a chamois full of water, everybody thinks you're pregnant and your water broke.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a reason for it. But if they're out on a training ride, unless they're going to go for an immediate run afterwards, there's no reason unless they're working on their tan line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you see them out on a training ride and they have that, and it's like, what are you doing? You know.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. But if in a race, I will give them granted. I mean, yeah.
Why do we have these biases, though, is my question.
I think this one is personal preference. I think it's, it's to me, this is like purely aesthetic. Just because, I mean, I am somebody who, like, I'm very into, like, clothing and, like, what specific things look good on, like, you know. And so I think that this is something that's, I think that this is something that, like, objectively in my eyes looks not the best.
Okay. People on e-bikes wanting to be considered equal.
Oh, fuck.
I've never heard that.
Nope, that's not a thing. Let's move on.
Yeah. is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Equal
they're
in
not
what,
equal.
What way?
Yeah. Like, they're like, people. They are people. We're all out we're riding. All treat us equally.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, have you ever played a video game where you have to play by the rules, but everybody else can play that doesn't have to play by the rules? That's exactly what this is.
Every Zwift race I've entered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like, but seriously, though, like, that's what this is, because it's like, you are a cyclist. I don't care if you have a battery or not. But if you're lining up next to me, it's the same thing as playing a video game with you have to follow the rules and they don't. It's not fair.
I'm all for. I'm with you. I'm all for if I'm going down like high drive, and you see somebody and it's and a contractor that we used to do work for, he just loves it. He even like I
we're
said,
not
nice
against
bike.
E-bikes.
No, I think and he's like awesome. I don't ride. You know, yeah. I have battery assist. And I said, I don't care, Tim. I mean, yeah. You're out, and it may lead him to like an actual bike, but maybe not. Who cares if he's outside and exercising as opposed to staying home?
Yeah, a lot of people when they get older too, you know, they can't get up the hill, but they're still going commuting every day. Yeah. And they need that.
And it's good. I wave at those, e-bike
people. You look
at
their bottom bracket first?
No, because I don't care. As long as their legs are going. But if they're going downhill,
yeah,
and I have to watch a video where they don't pedal once, I lose interest. They're doing jumps and Superman stuff, and it's like, what is that?
All right, continuing on some of the bigger, hotter topics, riding with headphones. What are your thoughts on people who ride with headphones? And why do you have that opinion on people who ride with headphones? I know Paul sometimes rides with headphones. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I never will. After living in a big city like I did, I never, ever, ever, ever will. And I'm not saying that I will like poo-poo anybody who does. Mm-hmm. I've just been too close to lose that sensibility. Mm-hmm. I rely a lot on my ears when I'm riding, and when that's taken away from me, it's terrible for me at least. But I won't judge others. I'll always ride with headphones inside. But I'll never take them out.
I ride solo.
Yeah.
And if I come up a group, there's a couple of times where I've joined a group, saw them and start riding with them. I'll put them away. There's no way I'm going to have them in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're never that loud. Yeah. Not as loud as Randy Blaylock in a training race. There's a story of this guy
where you can hear the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're he got dropped because he ran a straight block and was the four mounts loop. And this guy Craig Dizell, a local guy, was sitting there, and they dropped Randy. They knew he had just an 42-18 to go up four mounts, and so they dropped him. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, he said he kept hearing this. And there's Randy, and he's not even in line with him, and blows right past him on a tailwind section. And he's got his head.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Always like Black Flag and all that kind of classic Dick Kennedy stuff like that.
But I would never do that.
I've found myself to become somewhat hypocritical on it because when I was younger, I remember going out for. My coach would be like, okay, you got to do a 3-hour ride in the morning and a 4-hour ride in the afternoon. I mean, shit like that. It was brutal. And I took cassettes with me. Not just my Walkman, but cassettes, like 4 or 5 of them. Mm-mm. Because it was the only way I could make it through. And I listened to it all the time, but only when I was riding alone. Nowadays, I'm too terrified of it. And so I do ride sometimes when I'm alone again with the bone induction headphones where I can still kind of hear cars coming and things like that. I can still hear what's going on around me. But if I see somebody in a race that I'm announcing with headphones on, I will ridicule your ass until the day is over. Because if somebody says passing on your left and you can't hear them because you're listening to who knows fuck what,
Phil Collins.
I was going to say somebody worse, but I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that.
I think for me, my justification when I'm riding by myself is I try to always follow the rules anyway, and it doesn't matter if I have headphones or not. At least I'm not going to hear me get hit by, here comes a car and it's going to hit me. That's it. Yeah. So.
Well, I think it's also interesting. Like you mentioned the headphones that you have. There's like technology now that I have the AirPods Pro where you can actually turn it to transparency mode where it's like you aren't wearing headphones anymore. So it's like there's stuff like that out there that it I would be more comfortable with.
Wow.
But I don't know.
Are you coming over to give him a hug?
Is Eddie's crooked? Oh, he's straightening you. Eddie.
Nope, it's not happening.
Eddie's crooked? Did you get him?
Nope.
Mm-mm. It's on a
cable. What side's
too low? Oh, okay. That one on the left. That one.
There you go.
Yep.
That's straight.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's straight.
They're professional podcast.
You should get your eyes checked.
Eddie's in line. We had to straighten Eddie.
He's going uphill.
He's in line?
Yeah. Sitting on the bench. Going uphill. Okay.
All right, we're good.
Back into it.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you straightened him out.
Yeah. Hey, that one over there is a little bit low.
Shut the fuck up.
No, but Jackson was talking.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just I there's more I would be more comfortable with something
that you
like
that. Can do that. That's mm-hmm. cool that you have that option with yeah. headphones, because mm-hmm. the headphones I have, my Bone induction ones, do not sound great. They're okay, mm-hmm. but they don't sound great.
No
I
bass.
Can still, no. Mm-hmm.
Got to have that bass.
Not that trouble. Yeah. waving at other cyclists. Do you have a bias on people who wave or do not wave it?
Yes.
What is your bias, Jack?
Well, I absolutely wave at all cyclists, and when they don't wave, I just talk shit about them for the next half mile.
There have been times sometimes pissed that off. I flip them off when they go by me.
Ooh. And they don't get
just,
that
no, when
crazy.
They're past me. They're yeah, not looking at me anyway. Just I'm just like,
right in the eye.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, you yeah, yell
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But they have their headphones on. So
yeah, they can't hear me anyway. I hate that. I think cycling is a yeah. social sport, it and you should wave.
Yep.
Even if it's lifting two fingers.
Yep.
Off the handlebar,
a nod.
Or something like that. Or
see, I'm yeah. I kind of believe, kind of like Martin Luther, where he talked about converting people.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you convert more people with honey. Mm-hmm. You attract more flies with honey than vinegar.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So to me, I'll wave, and maybe that person's like, you start seeing more and more people with. Oh, they may be new to the sport and not yeah. realize that's a
that's
thing.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I don't.
But
they don't.
But
see
if I was new
saying,
in the sport,
you.
Yeah. But if I happen to look,
that's
over,
my life. Hey, I'm a terrified person.
That
I don't,
guy waved.
You know,
do I know him? And you're like, fuck yeah. Whoops. yeah.
Just waving again.
Yep.
Yeah. Jackson, are you raised in this? Do you wave at other cyclists?
You're raised by
no
this
matter
guy.
What.
Yeah, I wave, but if somebody doesn't wave, it's okay. Another
yeah.
person that I. Don't know anyways.
Yeah.
Ticks me off.
Mm, me too.
I guess we're split here.
Do you guys have a Shimano, SRAM, or Campagnolo bias?
No. Oh, I'm anti-Shimano.
You are anti-Shimano. Yeah. Why?
Because I think they do a lot of things where they made stuff not compatible. They could
like
easily
their fishing
do.
Reels.
Yeah, fishing reels. Yeah. Why can't I put
yep.
their fishing reel yeah, on my rear cog?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. 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 No, it's like back in the day when STI came out,
mm-hmm.
their 600 and Durace weren't compatible. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And it has to be planned situation. And I think they do have a tendency to kind of like, this is my stuff and they won't share. They have a tendency to establish a patent mm-hmm. way before they totally develop. It's an idea. So no one can actually touch that.
Like wow. the rim brake bar.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have so much of the share brake bar. That's right. But I will give them kudos because their last group, their Durace group, does come with rim brakes. That's an option.
Mm-hmm. And the 10,
but no,
they're talking
mechanical.
About a 10. They're talking about a new 105 group
yeah.
with rim brake option.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. the even Altegra yeah. has a rim brake option. So.
Thank God. They're listening to us, yep. is basically what we're
so
saying.
So at least this little square here.
Yeah. The rim brake.
Well, yeah, yeah. So what? So why are you hating on Shimano?
Because usually
yeah, he
everything
was.
Else.
This started out with him hating Shimano.
He did. And then yeah. he like.
No, he's like.
I said, I give him credit for yeah. that. That okay. That's the only
so
thing.
When,
the rim
so when nobody else makes rim brakes, you'll then be riding Shimano.
No.
No, he's going to go to disc on his next bike, I bet.
No. I will have to.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah
I don't
right
have an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get all your wheels.
Yeah.
Right on.
I better not crash. I got to keep that thing rolling.
I found you a 2010 Cervelo.
I know.
Yeah.
That was an R3. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want it?
No. Oh. Not now. Anyway.
Hey, let's.
No one else answered that.
I was. Oh, Jackson, you got to.
No, I've ridden mostly Shimano my whole life. I do like my gravel bike,
SRAM.
Yeah, SRAM yeah. group set. But I really have enjoyed the mechanical, or not mechanical, the electronic version of Altegra. And to me, I've never ridden ETAP before, but mm-hmm. it seems a little confusing how you have to like. If you want to shift into a smaller cog, it's the right hand. But if you want to shift into a bigger, it's the left. But if you want to get into the little ring in the front, you have to click at the same time with both
what?
Hands, which
really?
Is confusing
yeah.
to me.
Well, that's actually that contrary. Most people like the simplicity of that, and it's like paddle shifters on a car. It's the same principle.
Oh.
And so you
just,
get higher gear on the left and then the right. And if you need to shift, whether it's big or small ring from small to big or big to small, you just hit both paddles at the same time. When you stand up anyway, If you stand up,
yeah,
you're supposed to flop both arms.
Like a
right?
chain?
Yeah. What the you do that so that your bike goes back to the person behind you. So you got to get used to like.
I know, whenever we're in a group.
You really
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that's just the fucking design. Stand up. If you're that close to me, get the fuck off. And see? Man.
And then you flip off people and
quit
wave.
Sniffing my ass, yeah. man. I stand up smoothly. I don't know what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, me too.
Unless you're tired. If you start getting tired, there's
then you try
smooth.
To take somebody out.
Yeah, you're going to take somebody out.
Yeah, okay. Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple thing.
I've learned a lot today.
Yeah. Have you? Yeah. yeah.
See, that's what we're here for.
Today. Oh, yeah. I've ridden more campy than anything, but and
I would still ride campy if I could afford it.
I'm currently
and
on
if it was available.
10 speed.
That's
campy.
The issue I think with campy is it's too expensive
it
for
is.
A sport that's
it
already
became,
expensive
it
enough.
It became too expensive.
Okay.
Well, they're the only.
Well, it's always been too.
They're
expensive.
The only one record comes still in a mechanical, which yeah. keeps that price down quite a bit. Mm. Yeah. I think it's even close to Altegra Electronic or even for really? Record. Yeah. You know, they're super yeah. above that, but you get a mechanical. And I think it's just going to be like watches.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain people that still want
mm-hmm.
that. They'll have a the niche.
Tag
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's yeah. not a tag. It's a Festina. I got a syringe. With
I doubt he's still. I doubt he's with us right now, but John Galloway is a watch freak.
Is he?
Just,
yeah.
He's obsessed mm-hmm. over watches. I don't think he has any Apple watches in his house.
No I don't have an Apple watch. Mine's analog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. I did have some other ones, and we ran out of time, but like the Velominati rules and the bias that people have for Velominati. Or
colored
against,
shorts.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. But anyway. We're going to finish the show with a little fun time brought to it by our friends at Athletic Brewing. Get to Packville and click on the link for the finest non-alcoholic brews that can be found. So we're going to go speed version of Would You Rather. Okay, you can say why you would choose one or the other, but it's got to be a quick response. It can't be just, well, once upon a time I was, you know, and then I got run over.
Why are you looking at me?
Damn it.
But I wasn't looking at you, but I should have been looking at you. Okay, so for example, number one, I'm going to start with Jackson. Give up alcohol or give up scratch? Go.
Alcohol, easy.
Jack.
Scratch
you
labs?
Give up scratch? Scratch labs.
Oh.
In your bottle. Or any kind of
pass.
Nutritional supplement. Any kind of nutritional supplement in your
pass.
Bottle, you'd give up scratch, wouldn't you? I know.
I see it.
I know you would miss your four shots of bourbon, Paul.
That's an easy one. Scratch.
You give a scratch?
I don't use it very often.
Yeah.
It just has to be hot days.
Yeah.
When I have used it.
Man,
I'd probably give up. I'd give him scratch before alcohol too. Jackson Bulger, would you rather piss yourself on a ride or shart yourself on a ride?
Oh, are you kidding me? I'd rather piss myself.
You'd rather piss yourself?
I piss myself all the time.
What? No, I sharted and never pissed. Yeah. I'd rather probably piss than shart.
Because the shart's just, you can hose your crotch down if you piss yourself.
If it's a rainy day,
but the shart's there.
You're throwing those shorts away.
I can't tell you up for a bit.
I can't.
If you poop, fuck. No, I'm not talking shitting yourself, sharting yourself.
That is
no,
shitting yourself.
Well,
shitting,
it's a tiny little bit, though.
That's you like a still turtle shat yourself.
Like a rosebud? What are you talking about?
Rosebud. Would you rather race a triathlon in a Speedo or bike camp? Oh, or do an overnight in a bike camp, an overnight bike camp. Jackson.
Overnight bike camp.
Bike camp. Paul?
I'd probably go the other way.
He'd probably Speedo it.
I'd Speedo
you?
It, yeah.
He'd Speedo it. I would bike
stupid.
Camp. Only be allowed to watch the classics if you drank malt liquor or only be able to watch the Grand Tours if you drank Thunderbird wine. Jackson's kind of out of reference here, but I'll give you
probably drink Thunderbird wine.
You drink Thunderbird wine during the Grand Tours, Jack.
He like, drinks both.
I'll take both.
He's weighing out
classics
or Grand Tours.
I'll go Grand Tour.
Grand Tour and Thunderbirds? Yeah. You'd rather Grand Tour and Thunderbirds, Paul?
Easy malt liquor and classics.
You'd malt liquor and classics? You'd malt liquor and classics?
Yeah.
Oldie.
Wow.
Old English Schlitz.
Yeah, I guess that does sound pretty attractive. Yeah.
What's the
Colt 45?
What's the Bike Fit Sam one?
Oh, that's
311
Reserve,
something like
211. Yeah.
Steel Reserve. I would Grand Tours and Thunderbirds, but that's a lot more time.
You
involved.
Could sip that.
Yeah.
Same with the other shit.
You
would
can't.
You,
it
Jackson,
gets warm
would you
and shitty?
Jackson, would you rather race a crit on a fixie or with no saddle? So now the other riders have bikes, have brakes.
Have bikes.
Would you rather race a crit on a fixie with no brakes or race a crit with no saddle, with brakes?
Probably
can you imagine
the fixie.
Cornering with the fixie.
Just cornering. Let him it's, answer first.
It's capable. You take the corner wide enough, you're good. Yeah. Yeah.
So how low the red hook crits?
Yeah, you get a short enough crank length.
Yeah,
you're good. I do that. I do
race,
the fixie. Yeah.
You race with no brakes on a fixie, Jack.
I think I'd have to do the fixie because it's impossible to stand for a whole crit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Impossible. That would suck, and I'm not sitting on the seat post.
Just we didn't put one like one
cheek on the top of the saddle.
Nope.
Yeah, on the top.
It's fixie. Paul? It's dangerous.
Yeah, it'd be fixie. Yeah.
I'd fixie it too. Ride sleeveless for the whole summer or ride tube socks for the whole summer.
That's easy,
Jackson. Yeah.
Sleeveless.
Fucking sleeveless.
Sleeveless. Yeah. Get a good tan line.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Put some. What's the shit in your hair? Yeah. Some
Jerry Curl.
No.
Lemon juice.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember
Kirk Willett and those guys.
And
back
you put
in the
headband on. Just out there riding in a headband, no helmet.
Zinc oxide on your nose.
Like stuff in his hair.
Kirk used to put in that lemon juice. Lemon juice in his hair.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I'm not incriminating.
Can you imagine a ginger with a blonde streak? Sorry.
Be forced to smoke a full cigar before every ride or be forced to drink a gallon of milk before every ride?
Well, you throw up with...
I'm not asking. It's Jackson's turn.
I'd rather drink a gallon of milk.
Gallon of milk before every ride? Jack?
Cigar, I'll... Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta full smoke that boy.
Full
smoke. You
gotta
get
rid of it.
You don't inhale it.
But that's
that true
flavor in here.
So you wanna throw up before every single ride?
I don't wanna feel like I don't wanna feel like a skeleton.
I think cigar during the whole thing. I think cigars would make you throw up. But
so Jack,
I'm going cigar.
Cigar.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love both. I would do both together.
Get him a blender. Put it in
a cigar. I love cigars.
So he wants both.
With a jug and a stogie. Yeah.
I might try it.
Yeah.
I might try
it. You ready, guys?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ready to rip your legs off.
It was a double Corona. That's like an hour and a half smoke before, but
I
just got a small little
robusto. I didn't say how long
it
had to take.
Oh, boy.
Get a short little robusto.
I would probably drink the milk. Yeah. Ride on the back of a tandem all summer or fat bike all summer? Jackson. You
I
what?
Want a fat bike all summer.
You'd fat bike all summer?
I'd fat bike.
Yeah, I don't want to smell somebody's ass for all
summer.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
I'd ride on the back of a tandem.
Wow.
I would.
Wow.
Have a beer with Chris Froome or have a beer with Lord Voldemort, the man we don't speak about on this show?
I don't really like either of them. Probably Chris Froome.
Have beer, a Froomey.
My wife loves Froome, but she equally loves Lance. So I would say Voldemort.
You'd say Voldemort.
Mm-hmm. He's got more stories. I just want to hear the stories.
But it'd have to be so much on his terms.
What a psychotic mind, though.
Yeah, but
I've always said, and this is going to sound terrible, and people are going to take it out of context. I've always said I've wanted to have a beer with Adolf Hitler, just simply to get into the mind of Adolf Hitler. Yeah.
I don't want to be in that mind.
No. But I'd like to know how somebody can be so persuasive.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul?
I would probably go with Froome because I know the ins and outs of Lance since day one. And I think Froome has a lot to offer. I think we don't hear much. He's been clammed up.
He's pretty quiet.
Yeah, but everybody who knows him, like Bradley Wiggins said, that guy is dedicated and he's a smart guy. So
I'd have a beer with Froome, too. Mm-hmm. I'd have a beer with Froome. This is for the listeners because I don't think you guys can answer. Live in an apartment with the employees of Floyd's of Leadville or live in an apartment with the panel of this show?
Oh.
I think we could all say Floyd's Leadville, right?
Yeah,
we're boring.
I think the four of us in a house together would be like, oh, geez.
Well, I've done half of it.
So that's for the listener to pose to us. Let us know what you think. Two more, gentlemen. Ride a single speed with no brakes to work every day for a full year or ride a 1980s mountain bike to work for a full year?
A 1980s mountain bike, that would be so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Single speed. Track bike.
I got an 80s
single
mountain
speed
bike.
Fixed? Or?
You got an 80s mountain bike.
Oh, it's a 90.
Well, it has no brakes, so if it was a coaster brake, you'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah, you'd brakes. Be, you'd drag your feet. Just stick your shoe. Like that Kofidis guy in Roubaix when his disc brakes came out. He had to drag his foot on there.
Yeah.
His disc brakes.
Jack, single speed or really old mountain bike?
Mountain bike. I got that.
Yeah, old mountain bike. I've done it.
Full year now.
Easy. Absolutely. I did it for years.
I would. Yeah. I'm thinking of your Serrata.
I had a Fuji before that.
Okay, last one. Work as a bike mechanic at Walmart or as a bike messenger?
No, totally messenger.
Yeah, bike messenger.
You'd be a bike messenger.
Working at Walmart's not real.
That's a fantasy world.
Like as a bike mechanic?
Bike messenger is a brutal job. I was a bike messenger.
Yeah, we both worked for Elliott Bay. Remember?
Did we both?
Yes,
really?
But not at the same time. We lived parallel lives.
Yeah. Was I after you? No, I was after you. You were at Starbucks, I think, while I was working at.
Why didn't you come visit? I'd have given you free coffee.
I didn't really know you were there. People told me you were in Seattle.
The legend.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd bump into you.
Why would? I totally would have
in
bought
Seattle.
You
Seattle. Yeah. There's only 2 million.
You
want to
know
there.
Something funny?
I was working as a
messenger in downtown Seattle, and somebody asked me if they could take a picture of me, and that picture ended up in a guidebook, not a guidebook, a book about Seattle, about local Seattle people, and I had lived in Seattle for maybe 90 days.
Yeah. What year?
I don't fucking remember. I was out of college, so 92?
I was at Starbucks, and I was just about to leave and
on Broadway?
To Oquium. No, the Capitol, or the Columbia Tower. Huh? You probably delivered to the
I
Columbia
did,
Tower
and that
all
picture
the time.
I was in was right outside of the Columbia
Tower. Yeah, see? I twisted my ankle at the Columbia Tower, like 3 days
Holy
before.
Holy shit.
Seward
it's
Park
almost like we knew each
Italian
other
days,
in a previous
the
life.
Italian
what are
days,
the coincidences?
Crit?
Yeah.
Twisted my fucking broke my ankle almost.
Jesus.
Still road.
Yeah. Because bicycling, you can have bad backs and bad ankles, whatever. Yep. You can do anything.
Yep. Yeah. Did we get everybody on that last?
I can't remember what the question was. I don't think I did.
Was it the mountain bike one?
No.
No, it was bike messenger or
mechanic at Walmart. Or mechanic at Walmart.
No, yeah, Scott Bork used to try to talk me into it because the assembly, you do everything with a gun.
Yeah.
Like an air drill.
At Walmart?
Like not yet. Well, it was before
but
Walmart.
At those generic stores?
Yeah, whatever. When you had those, they would come in, you get paid by the unit and not by the hour.
Jeez.
So the more you slap together, when I worked at the bike shop, we even take a $300 bike, put the wheels in a truing stand, true them up, stress them, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
We wouldn't take the bottom brackets out, but we'd make sure everything's good, brakes are. You know, instead of the big, huge cable loop, you know, the housing was really big. We'd trim it down.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, God, no. We just get paid by the units.
Wow.
So, I couldn't put out crap like that.
My first gig was at Wheelsport, my first bike gig. And,
which store?
With Dennis LeCander?
The downtown one.
The main one.
That is now a fucking Spin City.
Spin City, fuck
hey,
that.
We all access bikes in different ways.
Not Spin City, though. That's just like people, you know, scantily
they're
clad.
An ex-sponsor.
Which I have a bias against.
Yeah. See?
I do have an ingrained bias. Because
was
I think
it ingrained
it's douchey.
As a child?
No, I just don't like... Thanks for listening, everybody. Our episode of Backfiller has come to a conclusion. This might be our last episode ever.
Yeah, right.
But
are those Bombas?
No, shut the fuck up.
Hey, we need a Bombas sponsor.
Yeah, I'll work on that one. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our most recent episode
of the Backfiller
podcast.
We're in Bombas.
I just muted Jack's mic. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Keep the rubber side down and don't ever pay attention to anything Jack Broadhead says, no matter what he tells you. Like, subscribe, and please, please, please don't tell anybody what you just heard. Catch you guys next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.